It's now time for Locker Room Chat. Jared Sluppy with you. Unfortunately, couldn't get a hold of Axel Girls head basketball coach Brad Broxton, and we hope to get him back next week. But talking about their game this past Friday, they lost to Donovan West by a final score of 53-23. Donovan West, of course, the reigning state champs in Class 1A D2. And as for Axel, they come off a 7-win season from a year ago. And this was a real tough way to start for the regular season for the Axel Girls, trying to build off of a rough year last year, unable to get a win, but obviously a very good opponent in Donovan West. Last year against the Mustangs in their season opener, they lost 49-26, so the score a little bit more lopsided this year than it was last year. Now, Axel, despite their kind of rough year last year, they did get off to a solid start. They started the season 4-2 with wins over Flint Hills Christian, who the Eagles will be playing tomorrow. They also defeated Wetmore a week after that game finalized. They lost to Lynn in a close one, and then they defeated Linden, and then they beat Onega. So they started the season 4-2, but unfortunately from there, they only won 3 games for the rest of the season. But they did defeat Pike Valley in the opening round of the sub-state tournament. And Axel will be playing Pike Valley coming up here soon. That game will be set for December the 12th, which will be the following Tuesday. So a chance possibly for Axel, if they can get a win here against Flint Hills Christian, which again, they beat them last year, they could defeat Pike Valley and start off the season 2-1 before we talk to Coach Broxton once again next week. So an opportunity to really get the ball going here this season. And they have some solid athletes. I mean, Emma Hazenkamp at the forward spot, she doesn't have the greatest size, but she can also move up to guard. She averaged about 4 points a game last year. Kaylee Sandman and Natalie Strothman, both guards. They're actually taller, both than Hazenkamp, but they are some solid ball handlers, with Salmon averaging 7 points a game and Strothman averaging about 6 points a game. Avery Busting has some experience as well. She brings some solid hustle to the table, and same with Malia Stahlbaumer as well. So they have some pieces here, and it's just really difficult, as we talked about this with Brad last week, about just how difficult that schedule is. But they don't play their next league opponent all the way until after New Year's. They don't play until at Onega. They have, as mentioned, after Pike Valley on next Tuesday, they have Rock Hills at home. They have Linden on the road, and then Wabunsee. That'll be a tough test on the 22nd. Then you have Christmas break, and then you start your TVL play back up on January 2nd at Onega. So a lot of things can happen here with this Axel team in non-league play. Just to get a nice, solid start to the season is what they hope for before they get into the gauntlet that is the Twin Valley League play. So that's going to do it. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat. As always, it's brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.